This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The United States today presents a draft resolution to the UN Security Council urging the immediate lifting of sanctions on Iraq. Diplomats say the resolution also describes a role for the United Nations in post-conflict Iraq and proposes arrangements for administering Iraq's oil wealth until a new government is in place. Two council members who joined the U.S.-led war against Iraq, Britain and Spain, are co-sponsors. NPR's Vicki O'Hara reports.
Debate over this resolution will measure the scars from the Council's debate over Iraq before the war. The Council's inability to agree on a final resolution favoring the use of force left bitter feelings, with the United States on one side, France and Russia on the other. White House spokesman Ari Fleischer says the U.S. does not expect a replay of that dispute.
There's no reason that this current U.N. process should look anything like the last one. There is no reason for a dust-up. This is, after all, about helping the people of Iraq.
France and Russia initially raised objections to the immediate lifting of sanctions. They said that it couldn't happen until UN inspectors certified that Iraq had no weapons of mass destruction. France suggested that the sanctions be suspended until the weapons issue could be resolved. The U.S. ambassador to the UN, John Negroponte, says inspectors from the UN team known as UNMAVIC are not needed right now.
The coalition has taken over the process of inspecting in Iraq for weapons of mass destruction, and we don't see any role for the UNMAVIC for the foreseeable future.
After Russia's initial objections, its foreign minister, Igor Ivanov, yesterday adopted a more conciliatory tone. Ivanov said the sanctions could be lifted or suspended. UN diplomats say they think everyone on the Security Council wants to reach consensus for the sake of Iraqis and regional stability. But the extent of United Nations involvement in Iraq's reconstruction could be an issue. Javier Solana, foreign policy chief for the European Union, addressed that issue this week in New York.
We want a role for the United Nations, a role that you can qualify it semantically, vital, central, whatever you want to use it. But the important thing is the quality of the engagement.
The Europeans are adamant that the UN should play a role in Iraq's political reconstruction. The draft resolution asks UN Secretary General Kofi Annan to appoint a special coordinator to oversee UN involvement at all levels, including the political, where the coordinator would work with coalition forces. The British ambassador to the UN, Jeremy Greenstock, is optimistic about the reaction in the Security Council.
I believe that they will accept broadly what is being proposed, although they will fight for a bit more because there are some that want the UN to play a leading role.
The language in the resolution concerning oil could be more problematic. The resolution calls for phasing out the Oil for Food program, which has allowed Iraq to buy food and other civilian goods with its oil revenue. If sanctions are removed, the program should no longer be needed. But under that program, the UN currently administers Iraq's oil revenue. Diplomats say the resolution proposes that an international advisory board, including the UN Secretary General, administer the oil revenue until Iraq has a new government. Again, Ambassador Greenstock.
It will be clear that although the authority on the ground is in overall control of what is happening in Iraq, the oil sector is being rehabilitated and developed for the people of Iraq under certain instruments and methods that will be, I hope, transparent.
But UN diplomats say that if there is serious trouble over the resolution, it will be over oil. They say some council members are likely to argue that the resolution gives the United States and its coalition partners too much power over Iraq's vast oil resources. The United States plans to circulate the resolution among all council members today. They will report back to their capitals, and serious debate is expected to begin next week. Vicki O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.